You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. This is where we are praying. Amen. I am Mika, and you are blessed. Amen. Amen. We just had a little something fix. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for this time where we are able to gather in your name. The Bible says when two or more of us are gathered together in his name, there I am in the midst. Amen. So we on this day are going to do as Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And so, God, we look to you and we exalt you, O God. Hallelujah. And we may not understand everything, and we may have wise here on this earth, Lord God, but you are a God of all things possible. You are the only living God. You are the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. You are a God, hallelujah, that says that you will be with us, a very present help in the time of trouble, which means that we will see trouble, but know that the Lord is with us. He is a present help, an active help, and we may not always feel the help, hallelujah, but know that he is. You are the one that we can call on. You are the one that we can rely on. You are the one that we can lean on. And so, God, we exalt you in this time. We exalt you in this day. We exalt you in the midst of the situations. We exalt you in the midst of the conditions. We exalt you in the midst of the problems. We exalt you in the midst of the problems. We exalt you in the midst of the affliction. We exalt you in the midst of the illness. We exalt you in the midst of the storm. We exalt you in the midst of the fear. We exalt you in the midst of the darkness. We exalt you in the midst of the loneliness. We exalt you in the midst of the worry. We exalt you, hallelujah, in the midst of the anger. We exalt you in the midst of the betrayal. We exalt you in the midst of the letdown. We exalt you in the midst of the emotions, hallelujah, in the flood of the emotions. We exalt you, oh God. We exalt you even in the midst of the joy. We exalt you, hallelujah, even in the midst of the peace. We exalt you, oh God. Right now, we exalt you in the midst of the ailment. We exalt you, hallelujah, in the midst of the hunger. We exalt you in the midst of the waiting. We exalt you in the midst of the desire. Hallelujah. We exalt you, oh God, right now, oh God. We need you, oh God. We humble ourselves, oh God. Hallelujah. And we set your name, which is above every name, your name above man's name. Every man, every person, everyone we love, everyone we don't love. Hallelujah. We are exalting your name and not their name. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We're exalting your name. We're not setting anyone or anything above you. We a desire that you get in your rightful place, that we set you in your rightful place as number one in our lives. Hallelujah. You are Alpha and Omega. You are beginning and end. You are first and last. We set our love on you, O God. We set our attention on you, O God. We set our love on you, O God. Yes, we set our love on you, O God. We set our heart on you, O God. What do we love more than God? Come on, y'all. This is a real question, because there are some things that we love more than God. Truth be told. Oh, Lord. What are we loving on, Lord, more than you? The Bible says, the first commandment, love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, thy soul, thy mind, thy strength. All of that heart. Yes, Lord. The Bible says that where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. Oh, what is our treasure? What is the thing that we covet and long for more than anything? Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We set our love. Lord, we align our life. We align those the loves in our life. Be it people, even in the realm of family, be it husband or wife or children, like, let it be in order. You first. Pets, whatever. Lord, let us get in alignment that you are the thing that we are loving on, that we are seeking. And as we do that, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. As we set God as numero uno, as we set God in his rightful place, I believe, hallelujah, that things will start to just automatically adjust and align, hallelujah, as our heart is set, stayed on him, as we are loving him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. Hallelujah. As we are loving him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength, there are certain cares that will just dissipate. Ah, yes, God. As we align ourselves to loving the Lord God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength, there are certain worries that will just not, will eliminate themselves. Hallelujah. As we align ourselves and love the Lord God with all of our heart, all of it, all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength, that means there's a pressing. Come on, hallelujah, to be able to exert all of your strength, that's not just a light thing. You exert all of your strength in trying to lift up. What comes to me is when a mom, she has a super strength regarding her baby, that she'll exert that strength if she got to lift a vehicle, right? It's exerting. It's like a pushing. It's a all of our effort. Maybe sometimes we give God just a teeny tiny effort, just a happenstance effort, just a where can I fit you in? But when we make God number one, Lord, let us make you number one. Not even the troubles. We're not making the troubles number one. We're not making, hallelujah, the situations number one. We're not making the people number one. We're not making what they said or what they did or what they didn't do number one. You, oh God, we're not making our desires number one. You, oh God, I be number one. How do we adjust our life? Help us to adjust our life. Help us to adjust our lifestyle. Help us. I'm even hearing not even our sexuality is number one. Not even our longings are number one. Our passions. Unless it's Christ. You're my passion. Yes, 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 yes. Lord, come into our lives. Even if we're walking with you, even if we say we are ready. No, we're inviting you in, Lord God, and get it in order, oh God. Get our lives in order, oh God. Get our thoughts in order, oh God. Get our souls in order, oh God. Get our hearts in order, oh God, by creating in us a clean heart, oh God. Get our spirits in order, oh God, by giving us your spirit, oh God. Get our vision in order, oh God, by giving us eyes to see, hallelujah. Get our hearing in order, oh God, by giving us ears to hear, oh God, that we may see and perceive, oh God, that we may hear and understand, oh God. Get us in order, oh God, by giving us a desire, oh God, in a longing and a yearning to present ourselves unto you, oh God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Oh God, get our worship, yes, hallelujah, in order with you, by us exalting you and setting you on a pedestal. We tear down every altar of a person, of a relationship, of a thing, of a desire, of a want, of a yearning, even of an ailment or of affliction. Hallelujah. And we tear it down right now of past. I see that there is altars. We have altars to the past. We tear those down now, Lord God, and let you be, hallelujah, the altar which we worship. Hallelujah. And as we are worshiping you, oh God, as we worship you in spirit and in truth, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, that you are dealing with our matters, and you are tending to our needs, and you, hallelujah, are even growing us our love for you, oh God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that as we even worship, we're becoming even more sensitive to the movings of the Holy Spirit. Let us, the Lord God, live a life that wants that our desire is to not grieve the Holy Spirit, but to know the Holy Spirit. Fill us, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. May, if we have not been, Lord Jesus, be baptized by the Holy Spirit as we have accepted you into our life as Lord and Savior. God, we say thank you right now. We say thank you right now, oh God. We say thank you right now, Lord God, for loving on us. Yes, Lord. We thank you right now, oh God, for how you're loving on us, even if we do not feel it, even if we do not see it, even if we do not hear it. Listen, even if we do not know it, Lord God, I thank you that you are actively loving on us and making us aware, Lord God, as we seek you first, Lord God. We thank you. Yes, our Maker, we thank you that we must submit ourselves to the one who made us, hallelujah, and not submit ourselves to things and people that they didn't make us. So how can they fill us? How can they possibly add to us, or keep us in a way that really what our souls is longing for is the Lord God Almighty? We need our soul restorer. We need you, oh God. And so in this day, in this time, It is you that we cleave to, O God. It is you that we set our hope in, Lord God. It is you that we put our trust in, Lord God. You will never leave us nor forsake us. And yes, there will be times where it feels like it. But the truth is that He is with you. He is with me. He is with we. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are answering the cries of your people. I want to read Psalm 34 and 17, where scripture says that the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. This is the truth that we are resting in this day. This is the truth that we are praying from on this day, in this now, that the righteous cry, that we have cries, hallelujah, we have soul cries, our soul is crying, our mind is crying, hallelujah, our hearts are crying, hallelujah, we have relationships that are crying, yes, Lord. Our land is crying. Even I hear the Lord. Our bodies can be crying. Diseased. Hello? That's a cry. That is a cry. Our finances can be crying. Hello? That is lack, not enough, right? I hear the Lord. Our children can be crying. Hallelujah. Our significant other can be crying, hallelujah, and we don't know how to help, or we don't know how to be there, hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Our spirits can be crying for more of Jesus, and we're unaware that really the root of the thing is our spirit is crying. Crying for the Word of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Crying for some private time, some intimate time with the Lord Jesus. Crying for some prayer time. Crying out. Crying, hallelujah, for some worship. Crying for some praise. Which means, what is God saying? That some of the things we need to enter into a posture of praise for some of us. Some of us, we need to enter into a posture of worship, humbling ourselves before the Lord, setting our minds on Him. Some of us, the Lord God may be prescribing more prayer time. Enter into your secret place. Pray about it. Don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to talk about it to me. Hallelujah. Bring it to me. The one that really can do something about it. Who are we bringing our problems to? May God be the first one we bring our problems to. And if He has us to bring it to someone on the earth, let Him direct us to the one. Some of our troubles that we see, like on the surface level, really the root is, for some of us, is a lack of relationship, relating, spending time with the Lord God, that in that place He will begin to reveal the root of the thing. We're tending to the surface of it, but we need to get to the root of it. And the root of it, God, hallelujah, is the one to reveal. And God is the one who tends to those places. So God, I thank you that on this day, that as we cry out, and some of our cries may not be directed to you, but as we're crying out, silently, as we're crying out quietly, that no one knows that we're crying in this way, because it's disguised, as we have a disguised cry, as we have a secret cry, as we have an open cry, as we have a cry that we're unable to clearly articulate, that we are unable to clearly interpret, even in our own cry. The cries that we are able to articulate. I thank you, oh God. We thank you on this day that you are Holy Spirit tending to, that you are Lord God, addressing the cries of our life, oh God. And no matter how impossible it looks, no matter how overwhelming it seems, no matter how troubling, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, that you, hallelujah, are answering. We thank you, Lord God, that it is not too difficult for you. We thank you, Lord God, that the matter, you have the solution. Hallelujah. And maybe in some of our cases, all we need to, our answer is in simply following your instruction. Our answer is simply in getting in your face, that there's a peace that will come on upon us, and there's a joy. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. There's a perspective and a vision that will come in a, like a, oh, I know exactly what to do. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you're answering the cries of the lost. We thank you, oh God, that you are answering the cries, even as we have mothers and fathers and family members that's interceding and standing in the gap of. You're answering those cries. Oh God, we thank you for how you're answering. You're Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. And so you are answering the financial cries, oh God. We thank you. The job cries. Hallelujah. The workplace cries. The career cries. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. That you are answering in those places. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you, oh God, that you're delivering us out of all of our troubles, self-cries, cries that are in the form of addictions. Those are really cries, hallelujah, addicted to whatever the thing is where we find ourselves being led by it, dictated by it, ruled by it, hallelujah, and even out of our true selves, operating from a place of a false self, not our true self. Amen. Thank you for your delivering power. Hallelujah. Those places where we are bound and stuck and unable to move forward from a thing, from a one, from a person, from a thought, a memory, a devastation. Oh, Lord God, unable to move forward or move past a letdown, a betrayal, a trauma. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you that you are answering those cries and delivering us out of those troubles, that not only is time going by, but we are developing with time and evolving in time and not stuck, hallelujah, in past time, oh God. Thank you that you are answering heart cries, ailment cries, physical cries. You are Jehovah Rapha, healer. And so, God, we thank you for your healing grace. Hallelujah. May your healing grace come upon us, oh God, and heal. Even you are able to heal even of the terminal of diseases, oh God. You are able, and we thank you for healing blood pressure issues, troubles, cholesterol troubles, eye troubles, head troubles, hallelujah, heart troubles, liver troubles, kidney troubles, joint troubles, muscle troubles, skin troubles, hair troubles. God, you are answering. We thank you for your healing grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for your healing, oh God. We thank you that you're answering the cries, hallelujah, within the home, oh God, under the roof, or even having cries that come out of a place of regarding our living situation, whatever that is. We thank you that you are answering the cries. Yes, we are standing on Psalm 34 and 17, that the righteous cry and the Lord heareth. This is the confidence that we have on this day, that as we have a cry, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Lord God, we're depending on you. Lord God, teach us to depend on you in a world that encourages independence, and that encourages self, that I got to do it myself and I got to make it happen myself, and it's only going to be because of self. Jesus. That's a false dependency. Hallelujah. How can I depend on me? Even when I think that I'm able to depend on me, it's only because you, God, have equipped, you, God, have blessed, you, God, have moved in such a way to make me think that I'm standing on my own, that I did this by myself. Ah, Lord, we thank you. Oh, I must read. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We must read. Verse 18 says, the Lord is nigh. The Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions, verse 19, of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Verse 20, he keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. Yes, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We may see some desolate places right now. We may see some desolate things right now, but I believe the word of the Lord that says that the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. We put our trust in you on this day and forever. Oh, and forever we set our trust on you, in you. And God, we say that, but we don't know what it looks like for our trust to be fully in you, for our trust to be fully on you. But Lord God, teach us in the day to day, Lord God. Show us and help us and make us sensitive to when we are not trusting in you, when we have our trust, when we have set our trust in something else. Even to the point, Lord God, of disappointing us. Sometimes God will disappoint us. We will be disappointed in a thing or in a one, in a person, or in a situation. And it's not because that because of it's the person or it's the situation or it's the thing, but it's because God had to shake that place to make us aware that our trust was in the wrong thing, that our trust is in the wrong direction. Lord, set our trust and may our trust be in you permanently. May we practice with setting our trust in you. And I even, thank you, Holy Spirit, can hear, like sometimes that we can be disappointed in, like within, in church, right? And it's really because we set our trust on man, even if they are the pastor, the servant. Our trust must be in God. And then we follow out of that place, that my trust is in you. And so sometimes he will shake up and we will be disappointed or let down, not because of that thing solely, but because our trust, he's revealing where our trust was and redirecting us that our trust must be in him. We can't even set our trust in ourselves. That he will even cause us to let ourselves down. Don't be so hard on yourself. Show yourself more grace. Show yourself more mercy. Show yourself more love as we set our trust in you, Lord. Show us, hallelujah, even how to love ourselves, how to be more gentle with ourselves. Forgiving. Forgiving ourselves. Loving ourselves. Gracious to ourselves. How are we talking to ourselves? If God made us, not if, but God made us. Hallelujah. We are his workmanship. So talking to ourselves crazy is really talking to God crazy. Lord, let us set our trust in you and teach us how to talk to ourselves. And we learn that at the feet of Jesus. We learn that in a worship place unto the Lord. We learn that as we continually present ourselves and submit ourselves a living sacrifice to God. As we continually present ourselves a living sacrifice to God, what's happening is he's circumcising and cutting off those things that do not serve us. There's some things and ways and habits and thoughts and perspectives, hallelujah, in our life that are not serving us, but are damaging us and hurting us and poisoning us, hallelujah. And we're unaware. Why? Because we don't feel it per se. Because we don't know it per se. The Bible says that we perish for a lack of knowledge. Are we slowly perishing because we're not in the knowing of God? Lord God, bless us with a knowing. Bless us with a knowledge. Open our eyes to see as we listen. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. That it is a powerful place to be in the presence of God. That we get more than what sometimes we go to God for a thing, right? We have a certain prayer request. We have but we get more than that as we abide. That's the word. Abide. Abide in me. The Bible says, as you abide in me, Jesus says, in my word in you, even we can ask whatever we wish, and it will be given unto us. Because as we're abiding, there's an exchanging happening. There's a conforming to Christ that's happening. Help us, oh God, to abide in you, Lord. May we abide in you, dwell in you, take up residency in you, oh God. Help us. What, Lord God, have we taken? What are we abiding in? Who are we abiding in? May we abide in you, Lord. May you consume us, Holy Spirit. May we get to know you, oh God, even more, as some of us are in a position of getting to know you. Let us go deeper, oh God. Help us to know the depths and the lengths and the widths to which you love us, oh God. We choose to abide in you, oh God. Abide in your presence, oh God. Dwell amongst you, oh God, in your secret place, oh God, that we will begin to hear, oh God, and see, oh God, and know, oh God, and believe, oh God, and have a faith, oh God, and an understanding, oh God, and a fear for you, oh God, as we love you, hallelujah. Let us abide in you and not the TV. Let us abide in you and not in the radio or in the music. Let us abide in you. Let us abide in you and not even self. Hallelujah. We tear down the pride and the narcissism. Hallelujah. And the I want and I'ma do because I want and I. No. No, that's really not the golden place. That's really not the secret place. That's really not the rich place. That's really not the abundant place. Hallelujah. It's in God, the creator of heaven and earth. Why would we not? Creator of heaven and earth. The heavens is his throne and the earth his footstool. He got the earth in the palm of his hand. Was so grandiose, so large and grand and immeasurable and impossible. He's looking down on it and saying, oh, that's possible. Let us abide in you, that our thinking will align, that we will align and believe with you. So, Lord God, here we are. Here we are to serve and to worship you. Here we are inviting you even again into our lives to say, tear down everything. Tear down anything and everything that has exalted itself above you. We take every thought captive and bring it into the obedience of Christ. May every stronghold be pulled down. We thank you, Jehovah Jireh. The Bible says that you will supply our every need according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus. We're abiding. I'm abiding. Somebody say, I'm abiding in you. How we abide. I'm hearing one of the ways. And I thank you, Lord, for showing us, Holy Spirit, that you intimately showing and revealing each and every single one of us. Hallelujah. Based off of our very specific and unique and beautiful and individual relationship with you, what that looks like in a day to day, and from the moment we rise to the moment we go to sleep. Even if we have sleepless nights, I'm going to choose to abide with you in that place and see you correct and heal and deliver me out of the sleep cries. One of the ways, there we go. Thank you, Holy Spirit, is in 1 Thessalonians 5, where it says, in everything, right? Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Rejoice always. And in everything, hallelujah, give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord, for this is the will of God. Let's just read it. Here we go. This is one of the ways. This is just one that the Holy Spirit is revealing to us in this time, that we're going in this week, we're abiding in this fashion. We're rejoicing evermore. We're rejoicing always. Because God is our source, and if there's anyone, he is able. And we thank you, oh God, for providing the resources, adding unto and moving. Pray, we're verse 17, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we're praying without ceasing. I'm not going to stop praying. It's a constant communication. And in verse 18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, concerning me. We're in his will, we're giving thanks. We're giving thanks and seeing him move. We're giving thanks and seeing his miracles, signs, and wonders. We're giving thanks unto him, hallelujah, that as we're with him, all things are possible. So may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.